Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Go to Holly Rowe, who's standing by in Oklahoma City today for the Women's College World Series. Holly, how are you today?
I'm so great. How are you guys? I hope you're excited for Arkansas. This is a big day for them.
Holly, actually, I am. So Justin Moore and myself, we're actually, as soon as the show is over with, we're driving to Oklahoma City to come watch the game tonight. And so super excited about the game and just excited because, you know, for so long, Arkansas was just right there at the cusp of getting into the Women's College World Series, and they finally punched their ticket this year. And now that Oklahoma's not there anymore, I feel really good about the bracket.
Yeah, this is anybody's World Series to win this year. It's really wide open. I think any team that is here in Oklahoma City can win the World Series, and I think that's the most exciting it's been in a long time. Because, you know, it gives hope to every single fan base. And, you know, Arkansas is just as good as everybody. They've got the pitching. They've got the hitting. And I will say this, teams on this stage on day one sometimes can struggle because the crowd is, you know, five times bigger than anything they've played in front of throughout their career. You know, we'll have 9,000, 10,000 people here. And so day one jitters are a thing. So I'm hoping that, you know, Mississippi State is also here for the first time in their school history. Arkansas for the first time in their school history. Nebraska is here for the first time since 2012. So, you know, there's some teams that are kind of going to be new to this stage. So how they respond to this crowd and this platform is going to be a big storyline today.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. One thing else I'm really looking forward to, Holly, you and I met at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. I do that with David Basil throughout the year. And you're big on giving back. And one thing that I found out was you've started this Joyous Foundation to help kids that are battling diseases and things of that nature. And I saw yesterday that you are supporting two girls in Arkansas, in Presley Clardy and Alex Wilcox, the other name escapes me.
Kensley Allen. Yeah, Kensley Allen from Pine Ridge. I appreciate you asking me about that. So, you know, after I went through a really scary stage 4 metastatic cancer battle where, you know, you're not sure you're going to be blessed with another day, I've decided every day I am blessed with, I've got to make a difference. And so we are bringing Presley Clardy is a young woman. She's 15 years old. She's a pitcher and she has been battling Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so she's had to put her pitching on hold for now. But we are bringing her and her family to the Women's College World Series so they can be here in the stands and hopefully take her mind off of treatment and things she may be going through that are frightening and give her some inspiration that she can see some of the best pitchers in the game. And then hopefully she is healed and she's back here pitching in this World Series one day herself. And then Kensley Allen is a young woman who is playing at University of Arkansas Pine Ridge. And she has been absolutely crushing it this year. She was coming back from a battle of Hodgkin's lymphoma also. Just got done with her chemo treatments in January, and she's back playing college softball this spring. And we awarded her with a scholarship so she could continue her journey in softball. So, yeah, we're trying to give back. We want to make sure that other people who are going through hard times find a little joy in their life, and I appreciate you showcasing that for us.
Well, and Holly, one thing that I wanted to mention, so any Arkansas fan that is going to Oklahoma City tonight, I know there's people that are listening on the app or whatever, you're doing a fundraising event tomorrow at Chicken and Pickle in Oklahoma City. Is that correct?
Yes, 11 a.m. tomorrow in OKC. We're having pickleball and brunch, and we're going to have a panel discussion with the World Series announcers, Beth Mowins, Jessica Mendoza, Michelle Smith, and myself, starting right at 11. And then we have brunch. We have a raffle where you can win gloves, bats, tickets to games, all kinds of things. So come on out. We would sure appreciate it. And all of the proceeds will go to our scholarships for next year to help other young people who might be battling cancer and still want to keep their dream of playing softball and sports alive.
Man, that is great. And I love the Arkansas ties. Holly, I'm bringing my 8-year-old daughter to the World Series tonight. And we're actually leaving.
Oh.
So we're leaving tomorrow and driving back to Hot Springs because she's playing in a softball tournament in Hot Springs. And so I was told, though, that and my daughter, she came to me. She's, Dad, so do we make a sign so we can get on ESPN? And so I guess we can do that, right, for the College World Series so that she can try to get her get on ESPN?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell her to make a sign. We'll point it. We'll try to point it out. If you tell me what it's going to be, we'll point it out to the camera guys, see if we can't get her on TV. I can't promise anything, but we can sure try.
I will let Jeremy and Alicia know to let you know if Addison does that. But, hey, I know you're busy. I just want to get you on real quick and talk about the Hogs and your charity event. And so, hey, best of luck. I know you're going to do great. And, hey, once again, thanks for coming to the Little Rock Touchdown Club this past year. People are still talking about that and what you're doing here in the state of Arkansas.
Well, I sure appreciate you all, and we are all so excited for Arkansas. Courtney Dyfel has been a longtime friend and coach, and we are just proud of what she and her program have accomplished, and that they finally punched their ticket. I think we're all really happy for them and that they can be on this big stage. So congratulations to all of you Hogs fans.
Awesome. Holly, hey, have a great call, and we will talk soon.
Thank you.
That is Holly Rowe with ESPN.